Okay, welcome to part two of, what did you call it?
Rolling Ones.
Yeah, you finished the introduction.
Welcome back to Nerdy, Bored, and Almost 30. This is part two.
Part two. So where did we leave it off?
I don't know. I think we were talking about how it's preferable to like have like a sustainable person that you like hanging out with and you like fucking kind of deal. But people tend to just kind of disappear.
Oh, yeah. Hey, are you drunk?
No.
Why do you sound so drunk?
I don't know. I'm stoned.
You look like a drunk baby.
I look like a drunk baby.
Yeah.
Drinking baby.
Yeah. No, it's really shitty. What happened? So, did I have names for like all the ex, like the exes that we talk about on the show?
I don't think so, but I don't remember.
Well, so I just got off the phone with someone, right? So I want to talk about.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm just tired. Like with, what should I call the one? The 5 year one. Elena. No, I'm really fucking tired. All right, so with that one girl I dated for like 5 years that you know that I also know.
Yeah.
Let's call her, yeah, whatever. She.
Let's not give her a name. Yeah, let's not give her a name. That's too difficult.
I can't think of one off the top of my head. So,
Sophia.
She was always like, at the beginning, she was always worried about like whether or not I liked her. She was super insecure. Like, I don't know. She was worried about her tits or something, you know? And it was really frustrating. Like, I don't get it when you're dating somebody and they're like, oh, like, I don't get why you like me or I don't know why you love me and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I fucking showed up. Like, what else do you need from me?
Yeah, like, I'm here. I'm spending time with you.
Yeah. Like, why do you want to, but why do you like me? But why, and it's like, like, what do you mean, but why? Like, is this a quiz on how much I like you? Like, why do you need this reinforcement here? Like, aren't my actions enough that I'm, like, here and I'm fucking talking to you or, like, engaging with you in a romantic way? And have you ever experienced that with guys? Do you guys ever do this?
Engage with me romantically?
No. What I'm saying, like, the insecure shit.
No, not really.
Yeah, they just, like, put their dicks in you and then, like, wait for you to cry.
Yeah. Use it as lubricant.
Turn off the television. Yeah, it's really weird. I just think it's really fucking weird.
It's annoying.
It's super annoying. What?
Are you gonna talk?
But what? You're not asking me questions. See, Sarah, when you talk and there's a gap, I ask you questions about stuff to keep you talking.
Yeah, you seem like you have more to say. And I like have lost interest because, like, I don't know where, like, what direction you're going in.
Neither do I.
You started talking about, like, someone that you previously dated and how, like, she was insecure.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about frustrations with, like, dating, right? You're frustrated because, oh my god, fuck mom, you don't need to text me at fucking 10 p.m. Anyways, yeah. Wasn't Dan really, like, grumpy and worried about stuff? Or was he pretty secure that you liked him?
I don't know. He didn't really, well, yeah, he seemed pretty insecure. He had like a lot of boundaries.
Oh yeah, boundaries, that's what he called them.
Which I mean, it's understandable, people do. It's just like kind of weird, and when they infringe on like relationships that are older,
Yeah, already defined.
Yeah. And I was just like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, this is my life.
Yeah. Dan had lots of boundaries, except for, you know, the age of consent. Hey, you 15, let's talk.
You think we got a lot in common?
Yeah, like fucking James.
Oh, God. Well, you know, those wily 15-year-olds, they'll trick you.
She's so smart. You know, I thought she was 18 because she's that smart. I was like, dude, you're dumb. Like, anybody you think is smart is not that smart. So, like, don't use that as a measure for to measure age.
Yeah.
Like, you should know how dumb you are. I mean, you're out there in the world.
He was pretty insecure, too, but he was, like, 15.
Yeah, right? Like, it's it's kind of acceptable when you're a fucking kid. Like, here's the thing about insecurities. Like, I think everybody feels insecure at certain points. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's a point where, like, okay, you voice them to get them out there, right? And to build that empathy with, like, whoever, your friends or your loved, like, your lover or your boyfriend or whatever. But, like, telling the same people, the same ones, over and over and over, doesn't help you grow. It doesn't do anything for them. You know, it's like, why the fuck are you still talking about that thing? Like, if you don't like it, change it.
How do you respond?
It depends. Like, with the girl I dated that had small boobs, like, oh, you know, like, what? Well, yeah, there's more than one, I guess. Is that why you gave me the face?
I just, yeah, I mean, you can't, like, just give people names.
No. So anyways, with that, I was like, I'm dating you. Like, your boobs are fine. I don't, like, because if it's in a relationship to, like, my being attracted to them, I'm like, what, are you retarded? Like, I'm here, and I'm fucking you. Like, why is this a thing? Like, you're attractive enough, obviously. Like, I don't get it. Like, what do I need? What am I going to do, agree with you? Like, oh, fuck, you're right. You know, why is my dick in you? I should stop doing this. I thank you for illuminating your faults. Now I know I shouldn't be fucking digging my cock into your pussy.
Yeah, like, what's really the goal of that conversation?
Yeah, what's
like, you want to get, like, a bunch of compliments or something?
And then refuse them?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're all insecure, you'd be like, no, you're just saying that because I'm crying.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but still. Like, what is that? What's the end goal there? I don't get it.
I mean, I think that the insecurity would make sense if you're not getting any assurances that, like, the other person does like you. Like, if someone's being really dismissive of you. But if you are, like, showing up. Yeah. And, like, touching her boobs. Then, yeah, I don't see.
You play with the raspberries. You're good. You're good. So, like, yeah, and it's really, it puts a lot of emotional labor on, like, the other person. Like, it's just so exhausting. It's like, I can tell you the same thing over and over, but, like, if you're not going to accept it, what the fuck is the point for me doing it? Like, it's just exhausting.
Yeah, and, like, how many ways can you say, I like you?
Yeah.
What more do you need to hear?
Yeah, do you need me to chop off my dick and give it to you? Like, but, like, what are you looking for? What kind of, you know? Oh, I'm not good enough. Like, oh. Well, are you saying that I have shit judgment? Like, what do you... Like, because I think what annoys me about it is, like, it just supposes that the other person doesn't know what's in their best interest and doesn't know what they're doing. Like, if you're dating a dude and you're like, no, I'm too broken for you, or, like, no, you know, whatever. Like, my lips aren't big enough, or whatever, you know, is your, what are you insecure about? Like, oh, no.
What's wrong with my lips?
I like babies, you know, like, whatever. Like, oh, you know, I hate my nose. Like, the things that you say to people all the time. So, if you, so, like, if you're saying that to somebody else, what, you're just telling them that they're bad at choosing people.
Yeah, you've got really bad taste.
Yeah. Like, oh, and if you are actually that bad, shut the fuck up and be happy somebody's with you. Like, if you really believe you're that shitty, okay, cool, you found someone. Congrats, you did it,
Yeah.
despite all that bullshit that you're spewing.
And if you don't want, like, them to have to deal with your shittiness, then leave. Like, I've done that. Like,
You
yeah.
have?
Yeah, you're like, you know what? I'm shitty. I don't want to do this anymore.
You've said that to someone?
Yeah.
Who?
That short guy?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like,
Oh.
I'm
You cut the midge
not in the
loose?
right place.
Not in the right
Not in the
place.
right place. Hitting a rough patch.
Is he gonna come back up here?
No.
Oh, then that's
I mean,
pretty
not
easy.
now.
No, but was he going to? And then you told him? When was he gonna come?
Thursday.
He's gonna come up here on Thursday?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I don't want to.
From LA?
Yeah.
You had a boy that was gonna drive from LA on Thursday just to bang you?
Yeah.
How desperate was he?
I don't know. It was good, like it was good sex. He was like a fine gentleman. I liked hanging out with him.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, he hesitated before he touched me. He was a fine gentleman.
How did he initiate sex with you?
He just kind of like grabbed me and threw me on the bed.
He threw you?
Yeah, he was strong.
Was he like a dwarf?
Yeah, basically.
Like Gimli fucked you?
Nah, no beard.
Oh. So he grabbed you, threw you on the bed, and then hesitated to touch you?
No, that was way earlier.
Did his dick
I
like
don't want to talk about my date.
pop out and then pop back in? It's like a groundhog.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Like a groundhog?
Yeah, you know?
Looking for its shadow to
No.
tell us if winter is over?
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
So this is the groundhogs of the north.
They're giant. They're
They
dire
also pop out
hogs.
of holes.
Who's popping out of holes? What are you talking about? They pop into holes. Do you know how sex works?
No, groundhogs. I'm talking about groundhogs. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to keep up and I just can't.
Why are they called groundhogs? They're not pigs.
I mean, why are they called guinea pigs?
Because they're pigs.
No, they're not. They're not pigs. They're not from Guinea.
What are they?
They're like little rats.
Those are not
I don't
rats.
know if they're rodents.
They are.
Are they?
I think so.
Seems right.
It should be another topic
What
for
are guinea pigs?
what's a guinea pig? A deep dive. I'm nerdy bored and almost 30, but older than that.
I don't like them, but I like how they sound.
What the fuck does that mean?
I like the noises that they make, that little squish noise and with their face. I like that, but I don't like guinea pigs in general.
It's because you're a poop.
I do want to get a pet.
When are you gonna do that?
No, I'm not going to. Well, when have you ever felt insecure in a relationship?
When have I felt insecure in a relationship? There's this one time I was having a threesome, except I wasn't involved in it. I felt pretty insecure then. I was pissed too, because like I showed up to that threesome thinking like, this is about me and my girlfriend experiencing this third person together. And like we did some of that, and then they just started going at it, and at no point was I invited to join. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked at my girlfriend being like, aren't you looking out for me? Like, this is an us thing, not a you and then me or vice versa thing.
You couldn't like just join in, like walk in and
No. No. Like, I tried and they're like, no, not right now. And I was like, what?
oh
Yeah, I felt really bad. I started crying in the car on the way back.
man, that's not really fair.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I was like, how could you not include me? Like, I get that you were having fun, but like, if it was me and one other person and you were there, like, doing nothing, I'd like grab you and pull you into the pile.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do? Watch him and jerk off?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. That's what I got the internet for. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one time that I felt really insecure in a relationship, and it ended pretty shortly after, within like the next like 4 months.
Yeah, but that seems like a really good reason, though.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good reason. I was like, what the fuck?
Instead of just like a vague sense of not being good enough.
Are you kidding? I'm so arrogant. That one girl. I fucking can't think of a name just off the top of my
Nicole.
Head. With Nicole, I pursued her for a long time. I was like, I think it was like 6 months or something, on and off. Like, because that's back when I was staying with you at your parents' house.
Is that like fun for you?
What?
Going after a girl?
I don't know what it's like anymore. What do you mean?
Like pursuing, like still getting in contact with the person. And like trying to get them to date you.
I'm not as persistent as I used to be. And so like there's some girls that, you know, I like through the years. There's one I'm thinking of that like I've had feelings for her on and off, and we haven't dated like seriously, but I still feel like the butterflies sometimes, or like when we're in contact. Which is kind of cool, if that's kind of what you're referencing, like.
No, more like actively, do you enjoy going after someone and like trying to get them to date you instead of just being like, oh no, this isn't gonna happen. I'm not gonna really bother.
No, I'm probably more of the latter. I don't really enjoy the pursuit bit. Okay. I like being pursued more.
Yeah. I don't care for any sort of chase, really.
Like, do I look like Sisyphus? I'm not going to fucking push this, like, boulder up a hill forever. Like, fuck that. Like, if you're not into me, you're not into me. I'm not going to, like... Yeah, so there's some girls that, like, I can't tell. And we'll talk. Especially with, like... See, that's the thing with online dating. It's, like, you talk to people. At least I do. Talk to them for a long time. And then meet them. I think one of the reasons that I've been more, or like that Tinder is more successful, is because like things don't just fizzle out in the messages, like, especially if you're just like, hey, let's meet. Like,
yeah, right away. I'd rather just meet quickly, because for the most part, like, people don't stay engaging.
Yeah, people suck at writing. It's like with this last girl, it was like met on like off Tinder, and then I think we met within like a week or two, and I was kind of upset. I remember when I first started talking to her, she was like, oh, I don't have any free days until like, it was like over a week away, and I was like, oh, like I'm totally not gonna meet her.
Yeah, like it has to be with like within a week usually.
Yeah, and I forget exactly what happened, but we ended up meeting downtown, and Sheila had like the afternoon off, and we went to the public market, and we just walked a little bit, came back here, and like hung out in my room. And, like, laid on the floor and, like, talked the whole afternoon. And it was really, really cool. And we didn't have sex the first time, which is, like, kind of rare. Actually, that's pretty rare for Tinder dates. Which, I want to put a caveat there that, like, I never go into a Tinder date expecting that I'm going to get laid. Like, usually... I find that it's the other person driving, like, wanting to have sex, not me. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you're going to make it easy. Like, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no to that. But I usually go into, like, hey, maybe I'll make a human connection here that I that I'll want to stick with. And they're like, can I blow you? Like, all right. Like, sure. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. I'm usually like, well, if I want to touch you, I'll invite you back to my place and, like, see if we make out. And then that usually happens. And then sex usually happens, too, I guess.
Yeah, that was really funny. The night that we, like, came in. That you were with that dude, that producer dude, and I was with, like, Mary or whatever.
That was so funny. And, like, Oh man, he wanted to just like go upstairs and bang me and like leave so badly, I'm pretty sure. But like it was just too funny and awkward. Like really dragging it out, like, yeah, let's hang out down here some more.
Yeah, you I had no idea what was going on. It was,
oh my god, it was so funny because he had just been complaining about her, how he like wasn't gonna bang her because she said that she was asexual. That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's like, I doubt that that'll matter for Mowgli.
I thought she said she was a lesbian.
No. Asexual. I don't know what she said to you, but she told me, said to me.
She told me she told him she was a lesbian. And I was like, what? And then she was like pissed off because he changed plans on her. And I was like, you met a guy from Tinder. You like met with him, or maybe they went to like a comedy club or something, and then she wanted to be a stand-up comedian because she's really got the grit for it.
Ugh.
And
wanted a mentor.
Yeah, she wanted a mentor, but like obviously she's never met whoever this guy in Weinstein is, or you know, anyone in Hollywood, because she didn't get that like everybody's a fucking dirty old guy who wants to touch you.
Well, and it's Tinder.
Yeah, and it's Tinder. Well, I was just like so amazed. I was like, "What? Why are you mad?" Like, oh, you just don't treat people that way. I was like, you treat people off Tinder that you want to fuck that tell you they're asexual that way.
And she would have hated having sex with him because he was like real porny, and apparently she doesn't like getting naked.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible. I'm like, can you take off your clothes? She's like, no. Like, what? But what are we? How are we gonna have sex? Like, I'll just pull this over here. Like, what? What? Do you need do you need to wrap a bed sheet around you? Like, what the fuck is this?
No, that's crazy. Get nude. Get nude. Jump on top of him. That's how you do it.
Yeah. That's another thing that bugged me. She didn't like going on top.
I don't like going on top, but I'll do it sometimes. I don't like being in like sexual power positions.
I like switching it up.
Yeah.
I usually finish on top, but
I like so like doggy best, or like just bent over or something.
I find that you have like longer, better sex if you guys take turns riding the other person.
Yeah.
And so I really like having, you know, a few minutes to unwind a bit, regather my energy while somebody like rides my cock and keeps it hard, and then I'll flip her back over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
she wasn't into that.
Nope, she couldn't do that. There's a lot of things she couldn't do, which was a bummer. She was pretty cute. At least in the pictures.
She was all right. She was just really annoying, which like has tainted my memory and my fondness of her.
Yeah, yeah. Like, cause at first she seemed pretty cool, but like, she would just cry and ask you to be her friend, and I'm like, what role do you think you're gonna have in this in my life over here? Like, you like what?
Does she just like come over here and like you use our Wi-Fi or something and not really hang out, not really like be present? She was on her phone.
Yeah, that was really I felt really used.
Oh,
not like emotionally.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just like, I was like, why are you, do you like my stuff? Like, what are you doing here? Like, fuck off. Like, it's one thing to be like, hey, I'm gonna come over and hang out and like, you know, we'll have sex and have a good time, and I'll periodically check my phone because it's connected to Wi-Fi. It's another thing to like walk into somebody's house, sit down on their couch, connect to Wi-Fi, and start chatting with a bunch of people on the internet while like completely ignoring the people that are hosting you.
Yeah.
Unless they directly engage with you.
And then like a couple of times too, I would be downstairs at night and she would come down for like to get water or more alcohol or something, and then end up hanging out with me forever. And I'm just like, what? I don't want to hang out with you. It's like midnight.
Why didn't you just tell her that?
I don't know. I was being, because she would cry.
You should have just, dude.
I should have just stood up for myself. That would have done me a
favor, because then she'd come back upstairs and like gonna have sex. Usually it'd be like we'd be laying there, and she's like, "I'm gonna go get water," and then I'd be like, "Okay." Then she'd be gone for an hour, and then I'd come down the stairs like, "What are you doing?" And then she'd like be like, "Oh, hanging out. Like, why? Like, you're supposed to be up here in my bed with me like that. And if you don't want to be, like, you don't have to be on my couch either. You can go home."
Yeah, well, she didn't have one.
I took a page out of Sarah's book.
Date the homeless.
She did when I first started seeing her.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the opposite of your progression, usually. You usually go, like, oh, they're homeless until, like,
they live. That only happened once.
With who?
Probably. With homeless Jerry.
Homeless Jerry?
From the library.
No, I'm talking about the one you moved up north with.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, there's more than one. The one you dated for like 4 years or whatever. How long were you guys together?
Like two.
That was only two years?
Yeah. It wasn't that long.
Holy shit.
It just felt like a really long time.
It did. Time was slow up there.
Titanic is getting re-released again.
Why?
20th anniversary.
As what? What are they going to release
it as? It's like extra 3D or something.
So it's in 3D?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be in select theaters in December, I think.
Are you trying to tell me that you want to go see it?
We should totally go see it, yeah.
Don't be a fool.
I can't help it.
Okay, we can see it if you want.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so I guess, yeah, he was probably, he was definitely homeless, I know. He was living in his car after he got one from, like, some shady deal.
Some shady deal?
Some shady deal, yeah, he, like, gave someone $600 or something, but they still needed to use the car. Yeah, it was weird. I don't quite remember it. I just remember it being weird. And since it was like in the very beginning of our relationship, where we were basically just having sex.
In his car?
No, at my parents' house. We never had sex in my car.
That was great. We guilted him so bad. He, like, went to go pick up mushrooms or whatever. Like, you know, you made her cry. She's out there crying.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So do you want to tell the story?
Sure.
Okay, go.
We had, this guy, Nathan, and I had plans, kind of. Like, we were going to go see a movie or something. We'd worked together. We'd, like, hung out, made out, liked him. He was super hot. And canceled on me.
He actually was. That was just surprising for Sarah. Anyways.
Thanks.
It's probably the most attractive guy you dated.
Yeah, definitely. So we had plans. He canceled them. And then Mowgli and I are walking around downtown. We see him at a coffee shop.
With another friend.
Yeah, he's with someone else.
No. Like, we were with another friend.
We were?
Yeah.
Oh. And someone else. Oh, yeah, okay, I remember that.
Does he have other name on the show?
I have no idea. No, I don't think so.
I think we just call him Johnny. Yeah, he's been on.
Johnny. He's been on here.
Okay, so me, Johnny, and Sarah walk over, and this guy Nathan is sitting there at the table. And the reason why we all, like, took note of it is because Sarah was supposed to be doing something else that day. And Johnny and I were like, "Sarah, come hang out with us." She's like, "No, I'm going to be doing this thing." And then she's like, "Wait, it's not happening." So she was hanging out with us, and we were making fun of her because, like, her date ditched her, and they barely started dating. And so we're like, "Well, whatever, fuck that guy. Let's go get a coffee or a tea or whatever." So we go to a coffee shop, and it's got like an upstairs area to go sit, and downstairs is like the little coffee bar or whatever. And right outside in the outside seating area, Nathan's sitting right there with some dude just fucking talking like fucking the day is sunny and he has no fucking cares in the world.
Yeah, he's not in San Luis Obispo he had said he had to be.
Yeah, he said he was going to be like 2-3 hours north of where we live. So So I'm like, I walk up to him with, I don't know if Johnny went with me or he was with you, because I know you went upstairs, but I go over to him and I'm like, I think I was like, you go upstairs, I'm gonna go fuck with him. And so I walk over to him and I'm like, hey, Nathan. And he's like, what? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you told her you were gonna be out of town and that's why you couldn't, go on your date today or whatever. And she's up there and she is crying because she saw you here. You know, you better get your ass up there and you better fucking apologize to her. And he's like, oh my God, really? And then he went up there. I didn't follow. I think he, what did he do?
Oh yeah, he went up there and he like apologized and I was like, oh no, it's cool. And he like explained himself or something, probably. I don't know, I don't really care. And then like a week later he asked if I had really been crying. I was like, no.
Did he thought we were fucking with him?
Yeah.
What did he think?
He thought it was pretty funny. He liked you, like you thought you were a little scamp.
Yeah, I liked him too. He was a cool guy. And
Yeah, I liked him too until he stopped liking me.
then went out with like a Davey Havoc with stubby legs and stubby arms. That's what that girl looked like.
I mean that would have been fine if if he just ended things instead of like being miserable with me.
Yeah, like, and then ghosting out of a relationship that had been established.
Yeah, like we had lived together.
That was confusing.
It was really weird. Just like, okay, well, let's just end things, I guess. And then I was pissed because if we had like ended things months earlier, like I was still in college and I could have banged this one guy that I ended up never banging, and it's a regret.
Yeah, there's one of them out there.
There's one.
Everybody who's in the phone book.
Yeah, I just go through the phone book calling people. Hey, have we had sex before?
That's so stupid. Anyways. I liked up there, like Arcata and Humboldt or whatever.
Oh, yeah, me too. It was a beautiful place.
I keep wanting to go up there, and then I remember you don't live there. So I'm like, what the fuck would I do?
There's no reason to go up there, really. I
But
mean, you
how
could,
cheap
like.
are, like, hotels?
I don't know. I don't think you'd want to stay in any of the motels up there.
Not motels,
They're
hotels.
scary. There's like Hotel Eureka, I guess.
There's gotta be something that's
Try
like.
some, like. You want to do, like, an Airbnb? That'd be cooler. Go live in
Maybe
some hippie's
we should take
house.
some time off and just go up there for like a week.
Okay, well, no,
That's
it's gonna be cold.
not now. I
All right.
mean, like in the spring.
Yeah, sounds good.
That would be really fun, actually.
Yeah, I haven't been up there in a long time.
And like we're both adults now, so
Road trip.
we have like a shitload of money to spend on like
Road
whatever.
trip.
I got a hybrid, so the fucking gas would be like dirt cheap.
Yeah, be like nothing.
Probably like
Go up there and eat
20,
oysters.
30 bucks, yeah. Yeah, you want to do that? We could go up the one. This is what I was planning on doing on this trip. I was like driving up. So in case you guys out there in the world don't know, so a girl was supposed to come visit me, a girl I've been seeing since summer, and she totally canceled on me. And which is funny because like this isn't the first like this isn't this is kind of a normal pattern with me. Like there's that one time a couple years ago where that other girl was supposed to come up and like day of she just fucking didn't and I'm like what where are you and she's like oh I'm not coming and I was like what why. Like I took time off to hang out with you. Like what the fuck? She's like, "Oh yeah, I can't make it. I'm not coming." And then I talked to her about it later, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I went to go fuck some dude." And I'm like, "D what? Like why did? That's shitty, dude. Like what the fuck?" And that's somebody like with her. I'd been talking to her since we were like 19. That was like fucking 10 years.
You
Like
like
8 years.
established a rapport and
Yeah, it's not like we were like strangers on Tinder. It was like.
she just didn't say anything?
Yeah, dude. Like, she just avoided it, and then she didn't say anything, and I was like, fuck. Great, thanks. But yeah, but with this one, at least I had a week's warning. But, like, the shitty thing is that she told me at the beginning of the week, and I've had, like, company planning sessions. Like, we've just had, I've just been really, really busy with work. And then, like, after work, I've been going to company dinners and stuff. So I just had, like, no personal time to, like, fucking process, let alone, like, talk to her until today. But, yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, so, like, yeah, going up the one, going to, like, Stinson Beach and getting the oysters was definitely, like, on the, on my agenda. I don't know if she even eats oysters, but I'll eat them. Yeah, no, I was really looking forward to it. And I haven't taken, the last time I took a full week off, Jess came up, but, like, we didn't do anything because at that point I had, is when I first started talking to this girl that ditched me. So I was, like, I was tying up loose ends and clearing everything up, getting it ready for a new person to occupy that space. And it just, I don't know where that's going. We've had some conversations I don't really want to get into, at least not here. Yeah. And yeah, it'd be really fun to go up there.
I agree. I haven't been up there in a long time.
Maybe we should go for your birthday.
Okay.
Is it nice by then?
I don't know.
April?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
You know what April is? It's a day.
April is not a day. April is many days.
Your birthday is just one.
Yeah, my birthday is just one day. I want to see Infinity War for my birthday. It's coming out on the 25th.
What's Infinity War?
It's... I hate you.
You're so stupid.
You're mean.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and explain it to the audience? They might not know what it is because they're not dumb.
What? They are all dumb if they're listening to this. Sorry, guys.
If they're listening to this, then you probably had sex with them.
They're trying to decide if they want to. Yeah, I think that, like, all two of our listeners are, like, from OKCupid or whatever.
They're, like, stalking you.
That'd be cool. Or maybe not.
Make up your fucking mind, you weirdo.
See, yeah, sometimes, you know, you're too weird for people and you gotta cut things off. Hey, I don't know what I want. Leave me alone.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I know.
If you're the fucking other person that, like, thinks this behavior is okay, it's like, that's a big, like, oh my god, that's a buttload of insecurity.
I think it's better to just, like, tell someone, though. Because that's fair. Like, you don't really have to explain yourself. You can just be like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's no invalid reason for wanting to not continue a relationship.
Well, that's true.
But, like, make up your mind about it.
Yeah.
I usually probably just don't tell people either. That's worse.
Apparently you got some crazy guy that wants to fuck you or something.
Oh, man, yeah. What's the deal with the hate fuck thing? Like, I don't understand where that comes from.
I didn't know that was a thing. This is, like, the first I'm hearing of it.
Oh, it's, yeah, that's a thing. You know, you're, like, you're mad at someone, so you want to... I think it's more of a man thing.
I think it's, like, a you're married and you have boring sex thing.
Oh, my goodness. That's sad.
Because I don't understand how that'd be fun.
I don't really get
I'm
it.
I'm angry, and I'm going to also derive pleasure from you? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think you really have to hate the opposite sex to, like, enjoy that.
Yeah, he's all like, he really wants to degrade me, but, like, that ship has sunk.
You can't degrade you any further than you've already been degraded.
That's, yeah.
Half past, yeah, though, you said?
I said, oh, yeah. You're right. That's insightful.
She cunt. Well, I think that about wraps up part two here.
Yeah, I don't really have any more dating that I've done, really.
Yeah. I...
At least no one that I've, like, been really into.
Yeah, I thought you'd been really slutty.
Well, yeah, because that one guy, like, rejected me, so I had to go get validation in the form of penises.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But now I'm, like, kind of over that. Now I just want to, like, I don't know, play video games or something.
And break my television.
I didn't break it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it broken, then?
It broke. I don't know. I didn't break it.
You slut.
You were there.
All right.
When it did break, I told you.
Let's, thanks for joining us, for another installment of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30.
Yeah, hopefully your luck has been better than ours.
Yeah.
But probably not if
you're,
you're listening to this,
you fucking moron. All right. When it's singular, you moron. All right. You guys, you have a good night.
Catch you later.